You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You're listening to Getting Peggy With It. And today is a kind of weird day because I'm actually here with Broadway Podcast Network boss guy named Alan Seals.
Alan, hey, Peggy.
Yeah, I'm here with Alan instead of Ellen. Ellen is on vacation or something. She's somewhere. I don't know where. She couldn't be reached. And if you can believe it, Ellen and Alan are just, they're interchangeable because they're equally boring. She's not here to ridicule me about it. And it's just, oh, I feel so free. You know what I mean?
It's not really nice to say about
people. Welcome. Really, I'm so glad you're here with me, Alan.
Well,
sometimes when
nice.
I call out during the episodes, Alan, and they both say, what? And it's so nice because I feel like I'm a leader, a big leader in a country, and I'm just shouting out orders. And then all the people say, yes, what do you need? It's actually very enjoyable.
Yeah, dictator is what I'd say.
Yeah, well, come see, come see. Tomato, tomato, you know what I mean? But today, oh my gosh, today we're talking to a very sweet, sweet lady, very beautiful lady, very young. When we recorded this epi, it was very, very long ago in the before times, okay? And, you know, to even think about talking about what we were talking about, it's in the before times when the things we thought were important. This lady's name is Ryan Redmond, but it's a lady, okay? And she's so sweet. What a dear, dear heart. And, you know, it's funny because in the epi, we talk about being out of work, and now we're all out of work. It's so funny how that happens. Anyway, we had a wonderful time, and like most of my guests, now we're BFF. you were there, well, you remember.
I was there, but I don't think she's called you since then, has she?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's busy. It's quarantine, you know. There's a lot of sadness going around, you know, but I'm here, everybody. Give me a ring. You can find me on Broadway Podcast Network. It's pretty clear. I mean, it's the only place I am. It's the only game in town. That's why everyone and their mother has a podcast now.
Actually pretty successful these days, but...
Yeah, well, that's called a humble brag.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you've heard me warn the masses about humble brags before, and here you are, you know, jumping headfirst into the humble brag pool.
Well, people need arts. The arts help people feel good.
You're making money off people's pain. I hear you. Mm-hmm. That's fine. You and Ellen are very similar.
Ellen and I actually, you know, we've become friends through all of this, I would
have
say.
Have you?
That's wonderful.
You're working together. It's a wonderful collab, as the kids would say.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't really talk to you much, but.
Well, I'm there. I'm the nucleus of the family. You know what I mean? Have you ever heard of a nuclear family?
That's us. Yeah.
That's us. That's the three of us and our guest.
Your bond is so
child.
Strong, we can't escape.
Well, yeah, like a shell. Right?
Sure.
The cellular bond. It's a little dramatic. But you know what? Right now, dramatic is the only thing that sells.
The only drama we can find right now.
I know. Well, everybody, I hope you're keeping safe and healthy. Wear your masks. Don't be an idiot. And give money to artists. We need artists, okay? We need Broadway back because New York can survive without Broadway. And anybody who's doubting that is dumb. Because what about all these restaurants and bars? We need tourism in New York, okay? So write your senators, call your senators, text your senators, tweet them, tell them to support DAWN to get relief for artists, okay? So don't forget that.
Do you call yourself an artist, Peggy?
Yeah, I'm also like, I'm a bridge to other artists. Like people are like, oh, how can I get to this person? Like Josh Henry, you know, people that love me. And like Brandon Uranowitz, other people that are my besties. And, you know, we have a special bond and people can kind of reach them through me. You know what I mean?
Well, how could I reach Brandon through you then?
Yeah, I'll just text him, call him, email him. Tweet him, send him a DM. I do all at once because people love getting the same message like 10 times on every format.
Yeah, Ellen and I really like it when you do that.
Yeah, and I liked it. And I put all caps, exclamation points, tons of emojis. And
you keep sending me weird emojis that I can't quite interpret.
Well, the eggplant, your wife can explain that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so this has been such a treat to talk to you again. And please, please enjoy our episode with Ryan Redmond. Getting Peggy With It. Greetings, it's Peggy, and you're listening to Getting Peggy With It. And I'm so excited to introduce my next guest. It's a girl, but her name is Ryan Redmond.
Hey, it's me.
Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Do you always have a full face?
Yes. I never take it off.
Never take it off? Are you like Mrs. Maisel where you go to sleep and get your makeup all ready so you wake up fresh?
I wish I were. No, I redo it every morning like wow. An annoying normal person.
If I were to try to do that eyeliner, I'd end up looking like Kiss.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I do. I do.
Because you're young.
Yes. It's a band.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. You're not as dumb as most actors.
Ooh, thank you.
Actors are pretty dumb, but. Well, we're so happy to have you. What have you been doing? I heard, were you fired from Frozen?
I was not fired, shockingly.
You weren't?
No, I know. I was not fired. I broke my foot. Oh. I have a stress fracture.
Oh, I heard you were fired. You broke your foot.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. And you play the snowman.
I sure do.
Wow. She has a boy name and she plays a boy because she's woke.
Yeah.
And they are woke for thinking of her, you know?
Yeah.
How good of them. Disney, so sweet of you.
I know.
To really think outside the box. They don't do that much.
They did for
me. So, do you like Frozen?
I do.
Oh, did
you
have fun?
I've been out for 6 weeks. So
oh, 6 weeks.
I hardly remember how it goes, but.
How convenient. What have you been doing?
Well, I got to go home to Atlanta for Christmas. Aww. It was over the holidays. That was nice.
That's the only way actors can go home for the holidays is fake an injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Saw your family. Great.
Mm-hmm. I did. I went to Houston to visit my boyfriend.
Ooh. Does he live in Houston?
He lives in Houston and New York. He splits his time. I've watched a lot of Netflix and Hulu and HBO Go.
How long are you going to be in the boot?
Only 2 more weeks.
2 more weeks.
Yes.
Oh, sending thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
Did you injure it in Frozen?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What a shame.
I know. That puppet got me.
Do you wear it on your foot?
He is attached to every part of my body.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was made for a large man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell Greg that. He's not that large.
Well, it's all relative, I suppose.
No, he's 5'10" and I'm 5'4". So.
So, did you make your Broadway debut in If Then?
No.
What did you make your Broadway debut in?
Bring It On, the musical.
Bring It On, the musical. And then you were in If Then?
Yeah.
So do you only do flops?
Yes, apparently, except for Frozen.
But oh,
then,
Frozen.
But then I get fired from that one.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frozen is, I mean, that doesn't count as a musical.
It doesn't?
I mean? No,
how
no,
come?
No. Because musicals are, you know, original. It's just, if you're just like pumping it through a machine, it's like a Play-Doh, you know.
Ah, yes,
you know,
I see.
Susie Talks a Lot version of a musical. It's not really, the work was already done, you know what I mean? If Then. Now, in Bring It On, is that the cheerleading one?
That is.
Did you cheerlead?
I did.
You did?
I stunted.
Wow, really?
I cheerled.
And you didn't injure yourself in that?
I didn't injure myself,
You didn't injure yourself in that? It must not have fallen over any holidays?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, we
so
made it
till
December 30th.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that, like most people. Was it good?
It was fantastic.
Really?
The show before Hamilton.
The show before Hamilton that, was In the Heights.
No, it was Bring It On.
Okay. So Bring It On was a flop. If Then was a flop. Any other flops coming up?
Well, I had Escape to Margaritaville, but would you
Escape to Margaritaville on Broadway?
Ran for a year.
Yeah, that didn't make it good.
Okay.
I forgot about Escape to Margaritaville.
Yeah, most people did.
Escape from Margaritaville?
Two.
Two. But most people wanted to escape from. I mean, it was terrible.
Peggy?
Yeah, everybody knows that.
It hurts.
What did you play? Did you write it?
Yeah.
You wrote that? That show? You
no.
wrote it?
No, I didn't.
No, then why are you taking it personally?
Because.
No, you can sleep
easy
at
rap.
Night. Are you a show killer? Do shows generally close after you're there?
Yeah.
So. What are you doing next?
Next? I can't tell you, Peggy.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Oh, can I guess?
She could try.
Okay. Are you going to replace Elphaba?
Nope.
Okay. Are you going into Hadestown as Patrick Page? You just play male roles now?
Nope.
Are you going to do Hamilton?
Nope.
Did you do the In the Heights movie?
Yes.
Yes?
That's
are you doing the Britney Spears musical?
Nope.
Are you doing, I guess a few more.
Yeah, I guess keep guessing.
What about, what else is coming in? I guess I'll just stop there. So, Murder Ballad?
Yeah, I'm doing Murder Ballad.
Oh, okay. What's the best audition you ever did?
The best audition I ever did, I think, was Bring It On.
Bring It On?
Even though they asked for a pop rock song and I came in and sang the beginning of Skid Row from Little Shop of Horrors.
How's that go?
I'll blow out this microphone.
Can you just do it pianissimo?
Alarm goes off at 7 and you start on time.
No, I don't know what that is. That's not a real song. You know, you should really invest in like an actual song either. Yeah, it's not. And also, you know, what's in your book?
A lot of pop rock.
Pop rock.
Now that I know what it is.
Yeah, that's what you get booked doing. Pop rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever wait tables?
When I was 15 years old in Cumming, Georgia, at Beef O'Brady's. And anytime somebody walked in the restaurant, you had to say, like, welcome to Beef's.
Beef in Cumming? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's
shocker,
isn't
it?
Sounds like a strip club. all right. Well, that will serve you well in New York for sure.
Yes.
Know? You'll always need those skills. You always have to keep them in your back pocket. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Waiting tables. Especially now when you're laid up.
Right. I was good at it.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, you're very charming.
Thank you.
What do you think made you such a good waitress?
I like people.
Yeah. I hate people. People are the worst.
Sorry.
They make everything terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I like people. White I'm people. Good at remembering things.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
What are your best skills as an actress?
Ooh, comedic timing.
Mm-hmm.
Staying truthful to the honesty of large characters.
Yeah, that helps with the snowman.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are my there. Strengths.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that your parents are proud of you?
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Never can tell, I guess.
You're right. You one
what
can't
are they
assume.
Gonna say? You know what I mean?
I do think they're proud
yeah.
of you.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good yeah. for you.
Thank you.
This is a section I like to call Deep Internet Cuts.
Deep cuts from the internet.
All right. Would you say you're real, like you're a real woman?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. June 10th, 2013, Valerie Starr wrote on her blog, to add the extra wow factor, use these individual lashes to really give your eyes a pop. So are your lashes fake?
They are very fake.
Are there other fake things about you?
I don't think so.
Everything else is real.
Yeah. So I lied, I guess.
I guess you lied. That's fine. Sorry. Everybody does it.
I November thought that 19th. Was implied that my lashes were not
yeah,
real.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. To November 19th, 2013, Paris Hilton wrote, can't wait to see If Then. Such an amazing cast, including my boo, Ryan Reds. Are you in a sexual relationship with Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton or Perez?
Perez.
Okay.
Or Paris.
Yeah. Not Paris. And not Perez.
No, not Perez.
Mm-mm.
He is gay?
Yes.
Is he a man?
Yes.
Perez Hilton, how does he know you?
He
Perez, Peggy. It's called Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Perez.
With a Z. Perez.
You know who Perez Hilton is? I don't think you do.
It doesn't matter.
Well, he's got a lot more Instagram followers than you.
Then how Ooh. Does he know Ryan?
Ouch.
Here are some of your Facebook posts from 2007.
Oh, no. This is terrible. I don't need to be on getting Peggy with it for that
How
to be embarrassing.
How old were you? 19?
In 2007, I was 18.
Okay. Let's go to the tape.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
Ryan Redmond is in Orlando. Ryan Redmond says, Merry Christmas. Time to go shopping.
Not too incriminating yet.
This is the dregs.
What?
This isn't content. No. You know how important content is?
I thought I did.
Are you a content creator?
No.
You're not?
No.
You should do makeup tutorials.
Everyone says that.
Your makeup is always fierce.
Thank you, but I'm not very good at editing things. That seems like it would take a
I'm
long
not either.
Time.
All right.
Who edits your stuff, Peggy?
I don't do it myself.
Who does it?
And I don't edit my – just I go around and speak truths, and I don't edit self-edit myself. Okay. And I don't need to. A lot of people have a lot of extra stuff going on, and I'm very, very concise.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater – Suf's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I'd like to go to a segment called Lasting Impressions.
Lasting Impressions.
All right. Every actor has to have great impressions in their back pocket. Everyone knows this. And as an actor, you're called upon to just do impromptu things all the time. And every actor knows that. So I wanted to, since I'm interviewing the best of the best, I wanted to hear the best of the best do the best of the best. Okay? So Ryan, give us your best. Dolly Parton.
Stumble out of bed and tumble in the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
That was a great
Christina
Aguilera.
I think I have a little too much girth to have a Dolly Parton impression.
You said it, not me.
I did.
Adele, speaking of girth.
Oh. Should I give up or should I just keep chasing paper? Why can't I think of any other Adele song? Wait, there's got to be another
soothing.
One.
So soothing. Does she talk? Do that trashy voice she has.
She's got a British accent and I don't know why my voice dropped so many octaves to do that.
That's good.
Hillary. Royal Albert Hall.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh. Oh God. What's something that Hillary Clinton said? Donald Trump sucks.
Yeah, that's good. I second that. Jane Lynch.
Oh, she's like just kind of like loud and I'm a coach on Glee.
Yeah, that's good. Were you on Glee?
No.
Mm.
I auditioned for it.
Yeah, you missed the boat because it's young people.
Yeah. Well, I auditioned 10 years ago.
Maybe. Olaf in the movie. That's just no man.
Okay. I don't have a skull or bones.
Ooh, that's nice.
Thank you.
That's nice. That had a nice like earthbound quality.
Thank you.
Very, very grounded. Greg Hildreth, whoever that is.
I don't have a skull or bones.
Yeah, not grounded. You see the difference? And that's the great thing about doing two back-to-back impressions is you see the difference.
Yeah, versatility.
One books, one doesn't, you know? Ooh, Fleabag.
Fleabag?
Mm-hmm. Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Yeah, I know, but what do I...
Well, she's like my spirit animal.
I love her so much. She's killing it in the award shows.
Yeah. But, you know, it's already reaching a tipping point where there's going to be a backlash.
You think so?
Yeah, overexposed.
Oh, okay.
Now, in fact, I don't even like that show anymore.
Oh, that was quick.
Can you do a chair? Yeah, that's nice. That's really nice. And now for a segment we call Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, ask you a few trivia questions.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm going to be so dumb.
You don't need to tell us that.
Yeah.
In mobile phones, what does WAP stand for?
WAP stands for... What a pill.
Nope. Wireless application protocol. What acid causes you to tear when cutting an onion? Do you cook?
Nope.
Mm.
At all.
Do you have a kitchen or you just like live in
I do have a kitchen.
Okay.
Yep. I don't, I have
sulfuric acid.
Oh, I was going to say that. All I could think of was salicylic acid.
The capital of Uganda.
Is definitely, I have no idea.
Kampala.
Kampala? Come on, who knows that?
Yeah, and then she dropped out of the race. What is the Japanese word for freshwater eel?
Sushi.
Unagi.
Mm,
that like was my the lead in the Heights.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Anthony Ramos was named after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Statistically, what is the most deadly animal to humans?
An alligator?
No.
What is it?
Mosquito.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, with their viruses and stuff?
Yeah. You're pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Wow, everybody's done so bad. You're in good company, yeah. Meaning every actor. Do you have any special skills?
I can talk with my mouth closed.
Okay, do it.
Daddy, Daddy, I'm stuck in the closet. I can't get out.
Whoa. It's not the first time you've pulled that one out, has it?
No.
You have any more?
I can burp on command.
Do it. Yeah. Anything else?
I can burp the alphabet.
Do it.
A, B, C.
Okay, that's enough. Gross. Do you have any other skills? Like usable skills? Do you juggle?
Yeah.
Can you ride a unicycle?
No, I've never tried.
Do you speak any other languages?
No.
Is this your natural hair color?
Couldn't tell
you. Do you play an instrument?
No.
Do you have any accents? Do Scottish. I love Scottish.
I can't do Scottish.
British?
I could attempt British. I could do a really good Southern accent.
Southern? Well, you're from the South. That doesn't count.
Mid-Atlantic? Australian? New Zealand?
Australian is a little triggering right now.
Oh,
New Zealand.
Sorry.
Do New Zealand.
Just like a Kiwi talking like this. And how you doing, Peggy?
Yeah.
That one wasn't so good.
That's
you got a blue microphone.
Not very good. What about Philly? That's my favorite accent.
Oh, that is an accent that I strive to be able to accomplish.
What about Baltimore?
They're kind of the same, no?
No, they're not.
Oh.
Well, now you know what you need to work on for
now
the next
just
callback.
Offended
you know what I mean?
All of your Philadelphian and Baltimorean
Yeah, they're definitely not
watchers.
The same. You know, they are mostly poor and white. Like, they have that in common. But outside of that, they're not the same.
Wow.
What are your goals for 2020?
To book a voiceover, which I think I just did
what
today.
Is it?
It's, well, I don't want to say it in case.
You heard it here first.
It's one line. And it's for, have you heard of something called Goody's Hangover Powder?
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, it is.
No. That doesn't,
it's for headaches.
I hope you were going to say like a movie or something.
No,
you know?
Not yet,
not
but that's
thing.
My goal for 2020.
Is to book a movie.
Yeah.
Well, you work for Disney. Ask them.
I'm trying.
How about a bowl of questions?
Bowl of questions.
Ooh, okay. Pick one for me and I'll pick one for you.
Okay. Do I go first?
Ryan.
Oh.
What's your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is...
You probably don't know any.
I do. Robin Williams said, "You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it."
Hmm. Okay.
And now I'm going to start crying.
Why?
No, just kidding. Sorry. Did that make you uncomfortable?
No, it's fine.
Okay, you ready for mine?
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to gift to give?
My go-to gift to give. Mini Snicker bars.
Ooh.
Yeah, just a bag of them.
Yum.
Yeah, everybody loves them.
Do I get some of those?
Someone wants it as a gift.
That's would you like that?
That's the worst gift.
Yeah.
Like for someone's birthday.
Like, would you like that?
That's the worst. Ryan is being nice. That's the worst.
I do love mini Snickers bars, but I guess we didn't say what the gift was being given for.
I also give slipper socks.
Slipper socks?
That's a horrible gift.
So I want to do a segment that we like to call Where Are They Now?
Where are they now?
It's somebody that we love, you know, that did a lot of great things that we have no idea what they're doing now. And we miss them, you know? And I want to ask my guests, you know, where are they now? Idina Menzel.
She is in
Los
Angeles.
Is she anywhere? You know what I mean? Is she still doing it?
She sang on the tree lighting.
The tree lighting?
Rockefeller Center.
No one saw that. No one saw that. That's not, I don't think that was her.
She did a fantastic job.
I don't know.
You don't think that was her?
I don't know. You know, you can tell us what you really think.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to just turn the cameras off. And
looks like that just happened. Yeah.
No one's listening. And,
okay.
You know, tell us what you really think about Idina.
What do I really think about Idina Menzel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think she is the most kind human being on the planet.
She has to say that.
No, I don't. I don't have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she can sing anything.
Anything? That's so sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that she is a great mom.
Great mom. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Frozen is a bigger flop than you even expected?
No.
Do you like working for Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they follow you here? Are you witness protection?
No.
No? Yeah. She has to say that. Ryan, do you think you've chosen a sustainable career?
No.
No? Are you going to quit?
No.
You're going to keep going?
I'm going to try.
Wow. Do you have a college degree?
No.
No. Oh.
I quit to do musical theater.
Oh, wow. That's smart.
Yeah. Super smart.
Are you a disappointment to your family?
They haven't said I am, but...
Yeah, but...
I might be.
Yeah. Oh, so rough, you know? It's just... I guess that's all you're left with. You couldn't... You didn't know anything about the world. Do you dance?
I move.
You move?
Yeah.
Okay. And you cheerlead.
And I cheerlead.
Is it hard to change your personality to fit what the others expect of you?
No.
You do it regularly?
Every day.
Every day. Wow. What is the worst theater job you ever had?
Professional?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can say Frozen.
We
can edit it out. These aren't even on.
It is not.
Not Frozen.
Frozen.
Bring it on. She doesn't want to. Almost as scary as Disney is Lin-Manuel. He probably followed you here
so
too.
He's so rich.
Yeah, so rich. So is his dad.
Yep.
But not the dancers.
What's my worst theater job?
I don't know. You've had three, so pick one of them.
I haven't had three.
Oh, four. Margaritaville. What did you play in Margaritaville?
I played a TSA agent.
Oh. In Come From Away?
Yeah. No. I played a TSA agent and I covered Lisa Howard.
Oh, I love Lisa Howard.
I love her too. Voice of an angel.
Yeah.
I don't have a worst theater, a terrible theater
Even
job.
Voices of angels are just unemployed at the end of the day.
Not for long, though.
Really? Is she also doing that Britney Spears musical?
What Britney Spears musical?
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears did a musical? Is it about her life?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's going to be a jukebox musical, but it's not about Britney.
Oh.
I have insider knowledge. Oh, let's do word association. All right, I'm going to shout out a word, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind, okay? Yeah. Fur.
Coat.
Sweater.
Wool.
Extensions.
Eyelashes.
Coaster.
Drinks.
Penguin.
Cold.
Frozen.
Olaf.
Snowman.
Olaf.
Next job.
Acting.
I know what it is. All right. Let's act out a famous scene from Shakespeare. Take one of these.
Why did I agree to this?
Here you go.
Thank you.
You can choose any that you want.
Oh.
All right?
Oh.
And then if you want, I can come in if you need a third character. All right? Go ahead.
It's time?
Mm-hmm.
Romeo. Romeo. Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Hey, you kids. You shouldn't be together. You guys are in different class status. I'm Tybalt.
That doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, but we're in love.
What are you doing over that grave? Who's in there?
My main woman.
I thought you just said Romeo, Romeo. Is there someone else here that you're hiding?
Yes. What's on the back of these?
I'm going to go tell the friar.
No, please.
No, you can't stop
me.
We're
in love.
People of Verona, who's that?
We are the star-crossed lovers.
Is that a knife?
Yes.
Ah! That was nice.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or ask or talk about your next project?
My next project, I would like to talk about that.
You would?
Yeah. It is a one-liner for a Goodies voiceover.
That's not a thing. Nobody cares. Goodies? What is that even?
I don't know, but I hope I will soon know.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything you'd like to ask me?
Is that your real hair?
My hair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kevin Thomas Garcia, he styles it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's neither of our real colors.
No.
Ryan, tell us your advice.
My advice?
Yeah, if you had life advice for anybody.
To show up on time.
Yeah.
Unlike I did today.
Oh, yeah, you were late.
I was 2 minutes late.
Oh, that's fine. But do you have any like real advice? Like kids, you know, kids trying to make it.
Kids advice?
Somebody trying to make it in the world. You know what I mean?
I think be the person that somebody wants to work with the second time. Because everyone can always be the person someone wants to work with the first time. But if they want you back, that's how you know that you've made a lasting impression.
What skills do you use to do that?
I show up on time usually. I am professional in the workplace. I do my homework. I tend to be a generally likable person.
Okay. This has been wonderful chatting with Ryan Redmond. For those of you who aren't watching, it's a girl. Her Instagram handle is at Ryan Reds. And you can catch her sitting at home on her couch because she has a bum leg. And or I guess still in Frozen, if anybody goes to that. But it's been such a pleasure. You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It. I'm Peggy. This is Ryan. And we just had a blast. You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ella Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ella Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy. One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.